What's up, what's up, what's up? It is Denny Mac. Welcome back to the Denny Mac Show. This is your host again, Denny Mac. So I'm here with my homeboy, Roddy James. What's up, dog? And
hey, today, I was waiting for the long intro.
Which one?
I like my long intro.
Nah, someone had a form. Someone had a problem with it.
So we had to have a Karen complain about this?
Unfortunately, we did.
Oh, it's too bad.
I mean, Yeah. So, we are here to talk about, what are we here to talk about?
Trends.
Did you ever do them? Did you ever?
We've all done a trend before. We've all followed a trend before.
Define a trend and what the fuck did you do and what the fuck did I do to deserve you telling me that I followed trends? Because I don't think I've ever followed trends. In fact, I think I'm a trendsetter. I am a trendsetter. I myself, Denny Mac, am a trendsetter, bro. What's up? You want to find me on this? Come on, man. Do it.
Okay, so we have a couple lists of offensive that Danny Mac has been part of a trend.
Come on.
Number one, the man bun.
Este vato. No.
So fuck, you're saying that you invented the man bun?
I'm not saying I invented the man bun, but I'm not saying that I followed it. When everybody was doing it, at least.
Okay, so Danny Mac claims... Okay, at what century did you actually use the man bun?
Fuck you, when did you invent it? Dude, the only reason I didn't let my hair grow when I was back in high school is because my mom didn't let me, bro. Or back in when I was in school.
No, she can't stop you.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? She still tries to fucking get me to cut it. Because I'll fucking complain. I'm like, ma, está en caliente, pues corta el pelo. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not even complaining about that, man.
Bro, tell me about it. No, but I always consider, like, the man bun, it's like, I call it the doorknob hair.
Fuck you, man.
Because it's like, okay, so look, if you twist it hard enough, okay, you can literally lift up your head and you can see your thoughts.
You know, I've had dreams where I've tightened up my man bun too much that it falls off.
What?
Yeah, dude, I fucking had dreams about that shit and it's weird. No, just like the little bun. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I forgot to introduce TP. She's in the background. She's like, I'm too tired to have a mic on my hand. The fuck? The fuck, man?
Nah, man. She's a boss. She don't have to be in here.
Yeah.
She don't want to. Yeah, that's an alpha move right there.
Work full time.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay, the other one being that my guy is very deep into stoner culture. The guy that worships the ground that Snoop Dogg walks on. And anything that does that goes with him.
Wait, dude, come on,
with
man.
Ted as his mascot.
You have to be a fucking asshole not to fucking love Snoop Dogg, man. He has a cereal. He has an ice cream. He has fucking... He's doing a collaboration.
I'm not saying that I'm hating. I'm saying that you follow that trend.
He has a cookbook.
Oh, yeah, he does, dude. And he has a partnership with Martha fucking Stewart.
Yeah. Hey, man, they OGs, man. They got to stick together.
Chile, that shit's cool. So keep going. What about me? And
okay, let's see now. The other trend, the Eminem one.
Fuck you. That wasn't a trend when I was doing it. Did everybody else fucking dye their hair blonde? No, I don't think so. So fuck you, man. That's not cool. That's not cool. For you to call Eminem and my Eminem thing a trend, it's a fucking insult to me and to him. You know why? Because I love him. You know why?
Weren't people like really in depth for like, oh, that Eminem was a great rapper around that time?
He still is. What the fuck?
No, but I'm saying that was around the time of the Recovery album. And I think before that one was what, Relapse?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, weren't people listening to that album around that time?
No, actually not. I was an Eminem fan when it wasn't cool to be an Eminem fan. You know what I mean? Even he recognizes that Relapse and Recovery weren't his best albums.
The ear piercing?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that. There, you got me on that one. I don't know what the fuck.
Put it on the left or the right?
Let me check my ears. Because se encarnó y ya no me salió. No, hasta que me lo arrancó Eli. It was in my right. No, left. Sorry, guys. Yeah, because they're like, oh, if you put it on your left, it's considered gay.
You're like,
hey. Yeah, like Peter. That Peter tried so hard not to do it.
What, the Peter Griffin lab?
Yeah, I try not to do it. Then you come and do it, fucking asshole.
Warning. No, but
so
good day, Tisa.
So what you called me on two. What trends did you do?
What trends did I do? That's a hard one to say. But for sure, I'm guilty of the Gundam style one.
What do you mean Gundam style one?
Yeah, I'm guilty of that one. I can say I own that one. The reason I say that is because for senior week.
You went around.
Yeah, I dressed up as Psy.
You motherfucker.
Yeah. Hey, no regrets, man. I had fun with it, dude. Because that was my dance, dude. I would do the Gundam style.
I remember senior week, and I have really, really bad memories of that costume with somebody that I really don't like. So.
Did he call you with Psy?
West Side. Este vato. Yo, were you? Oh no. So were you there at our school and somebody's dressed like Lil Wayne for fucking senior week, dude? How did they not get canceled because they did blackface, bro? That was considered what? Blackface.
Dude, what the?
Wait, now I'm thinking about it right now, and it is.
Yo. Oh yeah, look, that's another trend: cancel culture.
Yeah.
Nah, well, we don't fall into that one.
We're not going to get canceled because I haven't said anything bad.
Yeah.
Because Danny Mac behaves.
He's a good boy.
Yeah.
That's why Santa got him gifts this year.
Unlike me in real life. Like when
last year, sorry.
Yeah, like when I turn off when I turn it off, when I press like, you know, stop, that's when the fun starts for me.
So I get to say, are you saying that the FCC is now in control of
you? Yeah, it really is. Well, not really. You know, just Spotify and shit.
Freaking FCC.
Dude, okay. Oh, did Family Guy become a trend? I feel like it did, because then, like, after it became, like, a little bit.
I would say Seth MacFarlane, but, I mean, it's kind of hard to say whether it was a trend or not. All we know is that it was just popular.
Dude, because Seth MacFarlane started, like, American Dad and shit. But then it was just created by him, because then it was run by the writers. He, like, even he said it.
All right.
Hey, you know what? Follow. You know what trend I did follow? The baggy pants, and I still do. What kind of? Not really. The fucking.
Is that even a thing?
What, the baggy pants?
No, yeah.
No, not anymore. The extremely baggy pants. It's not. It's more of the wearing.
Now was it the whole denim wearing?
Yeah.
I mean, I like the denim wearing. I'm done with that.
No, it's just joggers and shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've always worn joggers. I never had issues with that.
But, it's because now
it's because they're comfortable, dude. How could you not?
Nah, the thing is that the joggers from now are completely fucking different from the joggers from back then, motherfucker. Right now, they look slick. They look nice.
Okay, so.
Like, you know what I mean? You could pull them off as for fucking, like, as dress pants.
Okay.
And the joggers from back then, they were fucking awful, dude. Tan apretados y que la verga. The material they were made out of, they were stiff as fuck. ¿Sí o no?
So, and you said that you wore these things back then.
So you're saying
that for a while, like, people could see you have a male camel toe.
Oh, fuck you. It's got a move, bro.
What is it? Was it like that Jonah Hill joke with Michael Cera? He's like, yeah, these pants are real tight. Yeah, you had like, looks like you got a male camel toe right there. He's like, yeah, it looks like I have like three nuts.
One, two, three. Dos pendejos.
Man. Seth Rogen, dude.
I think Seth Rogen became a fucking trend with stoners because he did fucking Pineapple Express, and I fucking feel like that movie is really overrated. Come on, man.
You just have some ill feelings towards James Franco, dude.
Nah. Not even. James Franco can suck a dick, but come on. I mean, come on. It's.
Okay, well, I know we're talking about trends, and we're sticking with that. Okay, you're talking about the joggers, right? We're talking about fashion and wear, you know, hair and stuff. Okay, so Crocs.
I love Crocs.
You fell into the Crocs pit.
I didn't fucking fall. I was literally, I was dragged into and then pulled into and then just thrown in there. You know what I mean? Into the fucking pool of
so Crocs. So you're telling us that, this audience, that somebody placed the Crocs on you, on your feet.
Or they gave them to me as a gift. Am I going to be a dick and not use them? No, of course not. What the fuck?
No, but there's a difference between actually wearing them. And then all of a sudden, like, the following, like, yeah. I mean, just as a courtesy, you wear it here and there. but you wear them regularly and with the pins.
Well, she gave them to me with the pins. What am I going to do? Take them off and be a dick about it? No.
No, but I'm saying that, okay, you're not going to tell me that you're not going to add your own pins?
No, that's just it, bro. I'm just going to leave them like that. They're perfect like that. Two pins on each chancla.
Well, stay tuned with that, folks. Will Danny Mac add more pins to the Crocs?
Anybody that fucking follows me on fucking...
What's you're a hater, man. Huh? You're a hater.
I'm not fucking sudden, hating.
And then all of a sudden you buy into it.
I'm not hating. The only fucking
thing... Like that
thing.
Time you bought into the Green Bay Packers, way.
Oh.
Then before that, it was the Houston Texans.
I'll go suck a dick.
You always do this, dude. You talk smack about a trend and then you end up following it.
Yeah, just like my hair.
You dyed your hair red. That was also part of a trend.
No, it wasn't, motherfucker. The red thing. No, okay. So the red in my hair is not about the trend thing. I didn't even know it was a thing until you brought it up when we were off the air.
Just dye in general. People dye in their hair.
Man, you suck, man. Now I want to go back to my regular hair.
I mean, the only time, like me personally, the only time I felt that I ever wanted to dye my hair, and it was around just right before the trend of the blonde tips.
Oh.
Remember those, like, the blonde streaks? Okay, so not the Dennis Schroeder one, but the ones from the boy bands. I don't know, you remember, like, NSYNC and all those guys?
Oh, those putos.
Yeah, so I was close to actually doing it before it became a thing.
You know, when I...
Because I've always had the tendency where I do something right before it pops off.
Those puto. You know who's also like that? TP that already went to lay down and shit. Right, TP? She said yes. So, damn, I was going to say something. I totally forgot.
Okay, so on that same note, did you ever fall into the Yu-Gi-Oh trend?
I bought the cards. I never actually learned how to play correctly.
Okay, well, I did. Okay. And it was awesome.
It was awesome?
It was awesome, dude.
You know, some people actually go on full on and play for tournaments and shit and actually win fucking money for that shit?
I knew about that. I never partook in it.
Yo, that shit's fucking tight, though. That's just.
I mean, not, dude, sick. It's way too advanced for me now.
Yo, that's sick, dude.
I haven't made the attempt.
Yo, but imagine, I always thought that, it should be, like, action-packed, like it was in the fucking...
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we're talking about all these, like, the trends and stuff. Okay, so, Yu-Gi-Oh's anime. What do you think about now where people are into anime, the whole... Because I know you mentioned a previous episode that it's a pet peeve of yours that now everybody's jumping on the whole superheroes and anime trend.
I fucking hate it. I hate that shit. I fucking hate that all of a sudden, it's cool. It's cool that to like anime. It's cool that you like hate superheroes. Oh, but it wasn't cool when I was in high school, motherfuckers.
No, hey, the superhero shirts.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like the Flash one, but it's like you're all buff and stuff.
Man, it's fucking stupid.
I never personally wore them, but I've actually gotten like the sweaters. Like the long sleeve ones.
I mean,
like I have a Spider-Man one. I know for sure.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I just thought of something, you know?
What?
Okay, it's because I have a Spider-Man one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so imagine if that one had like the whole thing with the six pack. And then it's like I put it on. Like, you know, my fucking spare tire is kind of like popping out there. He was like, Spider-Man. He was like, boy, you really lost it, didn't you? I was like, yes, sir, unfortunately.
Oh, I think they did.
He's
that.
He's like, yeah, the tacos are too damn good.
Vivo en Laredo, la verga, me llevas la verga, la chingada, los pichos taquitos.
Hey, man, game it. Tacos are good, man.
Tacos are good. Oh, taco. You know what? You know what became a trend in food? Taco trucks. Taco trucks became a fucking trend
the food trucks, my bad.
What is it? That's what I mean. The food trucks became a fucking trend. Everybody started liking them and shit. Everybody started going to one and shit. Everybody started...
Well, at least locally, yeah. It became more of a thing here. I'm trying to think. I don't know. Just the ones at Cultura, I would say I've gone to. They're pretty good.
But there's ones in, what's it called? Las Palmas. También ahí. Like by Zapata Highway and shit.
Yeah.
It's full of food trucks. Right, babe?
Yeah. Eventually, we gotta get our... foodie expert Adam Puckett from Oinomas.
Yo, yeah.
We gotta get him on this because talk about food. So that'll be for a future episode,
guys. Yeah, we're working. That episode's on the works, and it's on the way. It's on the way.
Yeah, so he will be our food. He also be a food tour guide. He's like in this place, the tacos are good. You know, I especially like the ones of the El Pastor.
We should make him a trend.
How would you say so?
Like, make him
trend. I mean,
make him trend, man.
We'll figure out a way.
Yeah,
I have an idea how, but we won't disclose that yet.
Pendejo.
JC Kelsey.
Yo, man.
Nah, that's a what if.
Yo,
that's a what if.
Yeah, remember when that song from what's it called? One from Nelly came out. Well, the grills one. Remember that? You know what became a fucking stupid ass trend of ours?
It's just a dream.
No. Remember when that fucking stupid ass fucking song came out? You know what became a fucking trend? Putting fucking that stupid foil in our teeth and making it seem like we had grills on it. That was fucking stupid, dude.
You're telling me that you actually did it?
Yeah, I'm telling you I did it. I'm telling you
I partook. Okay, so earlier in the episode, you're really telling me that hey, I'm a trendsetter. He's like, I don't follow trends, but you're actually partaking.
That's a grown-up, dog. That's a grown-up, man. I was a kid, man. I was fuck you, man. I was in elementary.
Did you ever do the Soulja Boy dance?
Yeah, in middle school. Dude, that was a dance, man. I think that was a trend.
What are you talking about? It was a trend. Everybody was dancing it, dude. So you had like videos like all over through early YouTube.
Things were going like that with that dance viral before it was cool to go viral and shit.
Okay, on that same note, Harlem Shake. Did you partake or not?
No, we didn't.
Neither did I. We weren't that cool.
No, my class, in senior year, they wanted to do one, but I was absent the day they did it. And then they showed it to me and shit. I was like, oh, man, that's not cool.
Hey, that's not cool. El Carlito. Okay, you as a wrestling fan, did you ever do the apple spit?
No, but I wanted to. Because I knew that was super highly unhygienic and shit.
I would say I did it a couple of times.
To who, puto?
But not to someone directly. I just spit.
Just like in the mirror and shit. Just like,
nah, not even the mirror.
You know what I do when I'm at work and I have my when I'm.
Not I done doing... the Triple H one though.
Oh, the water.
Oh no, actually, that's a gym. That's a gym one though. That's actually a gym trend. The Triple H one.
Before a set or after one.
No, in the locker room. You do that in the locker room, and then when nobody's looking.
Dude, you know what I hate? When having a certain type of dog becomes a trend. When everybody has a pit bull. Oh, I want a pit bull, so everybody gets one. Or I wanted a
copycats.
Huh?
The copycats.
Man. Yeah. Like that. No más que they
no.
No más lo quieren por nomás.
The trend being, what's it called? When dogs have social medias.
Oh, dude.
Social media accounts.
Wait, that's fucking weird, dude. No, that's when people make fucking Facebook accounts for their animals and stuff. Like you said, social media. Like, what the fuck? Why do I want to follow Mr. or like? Let's say we make an account for my dog. Let's say I make an account.
Why
for
what the fuck? We am I should.
Gonna... Fuck you, dude. No, but like, what the? Okay,
you're talking about your dog, Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie's an alpha dog, dude.
Dude, oh, come on.
Charlie does nothing to your house.
No, yeah.
He's just there.
No, yeah, he's cool. Man, Charlie's cool.
You tell him to take a hike, he doesn't. He's just there. So he has dominance. But if he wants to get out, he tells you he wants to get out and you open the door for him. So wouldn't you call him Lord Charles?
Lord Charles. Lord Charles the First.
King Charles.
King Charles. Lord King Charles the First.
There you go. Right. Boom.
There you go. Fuck it. Hey, you know what? What would be his updates in his Facebook? Like, let's say
hypothetical. All right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We're going to fall into this trend where eventually we're going to build social media accounts for King dog. Lord Charles.
Yeah. At Chile.
Yeah. Danny Mac's dog. Okay. So, for starters, it will be every time that you obey him.
No. Just getting out and shit.
Yeah.
Just got out. Just told Danny Mac to let me out and shit. Just like that, his updates and shit.
Exactly, dude. Now you gotta, and then you after that you gotta dress up like a butler, right?
Hey, fuck you, man! I'm not doing that for Charlie, man. Fuck that. Oh, you want to get out? Need you, Mr. Charlie? Fuck you, Charlie.
He's like, the house is warm for you, sir. He's like, so please get in. before you catch a cold.
Yo, like that. Like, when was it? 2 or 3 weeks ago when it was super cold as fuck? The dumbass wanted to go outside. But I saw that fucking...
See, I'm telling you, man, that's an alpha move.
Dude, no. I opened the door, right, and I saw that fucker go in and out. He go out
well,
and
then he was back. Expecting for, you know, for his servant, Danny Mac, to put on his... put his sweater on him.
Then sale el pinche el sound ese de SpongeBob el que sale en TikTok. And where is your uniform?
Oh, dude. Okay, well, how would you react if your dog actually does that?
Nah, it's fucked up, dude. I don't know. I don't know how I would react. Like, I asked my brother, what would you do if you come into your house and your dog is eating, like, cereal like a regular person? Well, and then, like, he didn't say, oh, I would freak out. Nah, he said, I would be mad because that would mean he can clean his own shit and I'd be cleaning his shit for the longest time. I'd be mad that I've been cleaning his own shit and he can clean his. Dude, okay. I was like, that really, that okay, is.
Now, for the millennial trend where they call their furries, you know, their pet animals, their kids.
That's fucking stupid, man. My kid's my animal's not my kid. Like my TP, she does that shit.
I mean, I love my dog, way. I mean, I don't consider him my kid, but more like my close friend. Mm-hmm. Then again, my dog is already, I guess by dog standards, he's already 45.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, is it 7 or is it 9 years?
Damn, dog, Miguel.
Oh, no. My dog, Michael, he's 5 years old, so in human years, he's 35.
Oh, shit, he's almost our age. We're almost his age. Damn, dog. I mean, damn, yeah. Michael.
Yeah, Michael's 35, dude. He's my Brian Griffin.
Shit.
Yeah, man. Okay, have you ever dressed your dog up, ever?
Charlie has a sweater for when it's cold.
Okay, cool. So just like a child, you dress him up?
He has a sweater, just a sweater.
Nah, I mean,
he used to have a hoodie, but I don't know what happened.
I dressed Michael up a couple times. Yeah, you know, I have pictures of that. They're pretty cool. I mean, I remember for the Dundies 4 party.
Oh, yeah.
That Michael had a waiter suit on.
Chile está con madre.
Dude, the only thing I was missing is like tying like a notepad like around his neck. So he can be with the orders. Hey, okay, give me 2 beers. And whatever happened, dude, that people are making you drinks and then at some point you just blacked out.
Oh, dude. I don't know what happened because of what you said. Because everybody was making me drinks and I was just drinking it and bam, nope, boom. I blacked out, but we'll leave that for another one. Coming soon, party stories.
Party stories. Yes.
Yeah, because I got one where one of my friends fell and she fucking, she still has a scar.
What? No, hey. How about that one time I nearly super kicked you?
Oh, dude, that's fucked up, man.
You didn't shut up.
I know.
I was trying to deliver a speech and then you kept yapping and yapping and I, you know what? I got up from where I was and then
we were trying to look at you
and then I do that Shawn Michaels turn. As soon as you turn, I was like, yo, that's like a Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty moment.
Gotcha.
Yeah, after that, I should have, like, if it would have landed, if I would have went through with it, I would have picked you up. And then I would have just thrown you to the TV. Bah, that would have been the glass.
Pendejo. Okay.
Oh, man. We're talking about, like, some memories, right? We're reminiscing. How do you feel about the current trend of retro? How everybody's feeling nostalgic?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't follow trends, so I don't know. Shit.
You don't follow trends. You just told us earlier that you don't.
I mean, not that much. Fuck, dude. What the fuck? Yeah. God damn. Like, calling me out on everything and shit.
He's like, my guy is being a lawyer right now.
I know. God damn, man. This is a Danny Mac show, man. It's a respect, puto.
He's like, objection, your honor.
It's some respect, ¿entiende?
He's like, evidence, exhibit A, on time frame... 15 something.
Fuck you.
Said, say, dun, 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 dun.
Nah, I know. I don't think that much.
Dun, 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 This is the people's court.
Nah, I don't think. I mean, this thing, this whole fucking everything. Oh, everything retro. Fuck you, dude. I mean, if you really liked everything retro, why didn't you fucking follow it when it was on. You know, porque cuando estaba la moda la verga, que lo quieren traer todo para atrás, no mames.
The vinyls came back.
Well, I mean, that's music, dude. Vinyls are always gonna be a fucking thing. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
So what about CDs?
CDs?
Okay. You're not gonna mean to tell me that a vinyl, it's a big old disc, and well, then you got the CDs. Well, because
it looks cool. It looks fucking cool on your wall or on your collection. What the fuck does
what
a CD?
What about when you put a CD? It's the same thing.
Nah, puto, no seas mamón.
It's the same thing. It's just
you can decorate
that's
your
why
fucking.
It's called compacted. Disc.
Yeah, puto, but like what I mean is that you can decorate your wall with a fucking vinyl. You can decorate your wall with a fucking CD because it's chiquito, no mames. That's what I'm saying, man. That trend, I
you
would like.
You know what? Like my collection can be compacted. You know how?
How? Because
like old school way where you just bust out that big old freaking binder full of discs. That little backpack.
You know what? My fucking
collection
is in my phone. Fuck you. My collection is in my phone. There you go. There.
Nah, man. That has no feel, man.
Ah, fuck.
Do you really feel that digital kind of took that away from us?
What?
That sense of something being tangible that you can say, oh, I don't know, like, hey, this is like el grupo control, you know, like, oh, I have the disc, or say... Like a disc from like what Don Omar or something.
Oh, like when I had the recovery album.
Yeah, there you go. I'm just like, oh, these are all just examples, you know? Because you can't, dude. Isn't it a nostalgic feel when you see like people like back then when they'll sell CDs, but they have like that binder and stuff or like a little backpack that they open up and you see a whole bunch of like discs. That you just scroll through.
Oh, yeah.
Like the pouch. And even like the game pouch, like back then.
I remember that shit. That shit was fucking cool.
Dude, I remember I had for like the PS2, I actually did have the pouch. And I still have the pouch with all my games.
My mom gave us some CDs. She's like, here you go. I'm like, what the fuck do I want this for?
No, and then not only that, man, but come on, man. You just put her in your car. Boom. Right there. And then... He's like, oh, stop playing. Take it out.
Nah,
dust.
You know what? You know what? I never got to experience that. You know why? Because I got my truck when it was already the digital. Yeah. So now I have all the music in my fucking phone. So that's cool. But
okay, now
I prefer digital over fucking
okay,
over
now,
CDs.
Also the nostalgia. Everybody playing retro games. Like, look at the arcade ones.
Oh, the, like Pac-Man and shit?
The Pac-Man, the Galaga, and all those. But, like, obviously, they're smaller.
Yo, I like the...
No, they're pretty sick. I'm not gonna lie. I mean,
Mario Kart is
the
shit. Mario Kart is the shit, dude. The 64 fucking version, dude. I used to kick some ass on that one, dude. Or, you know what?
Mario Party.
No, you know what game was badass for the 64? El de 007 and the GoldenEye.
I never played it.
You never played it? Oh, God, you shut up, dude. It was really good.
After this
good.
Episode, put it on, man.
I don't have a 64. I wish I did.
Don't worry, we'll be in the pursuit of it.
I know who has one.
Love nostalgia. Oh, the rehashing of sneakers, like the Jordans and all that stuff.
Oh,
the
yeah,
shoes.
They came back and shit.
And the Looney Tunes,
dude. I don't think the new movie, the revamped one. The Space Jam one.
Space Jam Legacy. Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No. So
I was mixed with it. Yeah. I mean, I saw it was more of a personal movie for the guy.
Yeah.
Which I don't blame him. I mean, he was a fan of the Looney Tunes back then, you know? And him growing up with idolizing Michael Jordan and stuff. I mean, I wouldn't doubt that he's always had that dream to do his own Space Jam. So I think that's pretty cool.
That was more of a personal project.
Yeah, that's how I see it. It's a personal project.
If it made some money, post my jeans, you know. Post.
Okay, so did you ever follow the MTV trend?
I did not. I didn't. Okay, so like I watched a couple episodes.
But then I mean, come on, like MTV. I mean, it was not just reality, but also like the music.
It's because when we were growing up, it was already reality TV. We didn't grow up with the MTV. Yeah?
What are you talking about? It did have music on it.
Okay, but not so much. You know what I mean?
Well, when you think of MTV, you think about like TMZ. You think about like all that stuff that's going around.
Oh yeah, you think about TRL TV. And shit.
TRL, there you go.
Yeah, you think about TRL. Well, okay. But I didn't really follow the reality version of it, because a lot of our age group fucking followed what was called Jersey Shore. Fuck Jersey Shore, fuck 16 and Pregnant, fuck, wait, like what the fuck? No, and then they had the opposite show. They had my Super Sweet 16. What the fuck? So like you show, oh, so it's two. Oh, if you're 16. You can follow two paths. You can either fucking get pregnant or not fucking get a badass party. What the fuck? Would you know what I mean? Like, what the? Yeah. Like, it's fucking stupid, man. I don't know. I always thought those shows were stupid. Even as a 16, 17 fucking year old myself, I thought those was fucking stupid.
So you never followed the adventures, the misadventures of Pauly D, Snooki.
No, fuck that.
Even when they had their own, they had their spin-offs, no, at one point? Yeah, with the situation.
J-Wow and Snooki,
there you go.
Some shit. Oh, how do I know this? Because I have a podcast, I have to know.
Hey, that means that you had to have watched it at some point.
No, I saw the commercials. Because I watched MTV. Yeah, I saw it for Pimp My Ride. I saw. You know what I did watch? I watched Pimp My Ride a lot.
Pimp My Ride. I remember
Pimp My Ride was the shit.
What about Wild N' Out?
Wild N' Out? I never watched that one. Wild N' Out so much. Just.
Oh. The one that would give any guy his confidence issues.
Next. Fuck that show, man.
I would watch that show.
Actually, not even if they
would watch it. My cousin Tina.
Not even if they paid me $5,000 would I have been on that fucking stupid show. Next, nomás al verte, vete a la verga.
Dude, that was so embarrassing.
Next, fuck,
man. I remember when I first saw it, I never know. Because I had asked her, my cousin. I was like, oh, Tina. I was like, hey, what's shortest? He's like, oh, I don't know. I mean, a few minutes. And I'm like, okay. And I'm watching it because I'm actually intrigued about what's going on. And some of them, you realize how shallow the girls are.
Dude, what the fuck?
It was that one dude that one time popped out. And it didn't happen just once. It happened a couple times, you know. And as soon as they see the guy next, and the guy just goes in the bed, just like...
Dude, I remember.
Like, I don't know.
I remember this black guy. He had a big shirt and baggy pants and a long chain and the New York hat backwards, right? And he was going out, and then this fucking bitch, dude. She's just like, next, right? As soon as he stepped out, and the fucking bitch is the explanation the bitch said was. She's like, oh, if I wanted 50 cents, I could get 50 cents. No, bitch, that's why you're on our neck. That's why you're on an MTV show, because you can't get shit. Fucking bitch. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? That was so fucking shitty of her. Just like, if I want 50 cents, I could get 50. The fuck?
Or you know what I mean? Infamous, he's not my type.
The fuck, man? I mean, was so shitty of them, man. That was fucked up. Yo, I think I'm way too fired up. Let's just cut this shit.
Okay. Now, on the when we're talking about nerves and all that. Okay, before, because I'm actually curious, how would you feel if a girl just told you that, like, you were in that show, right? And you found out that the girl just happened to just say, oh, he's not my type.
And they next me like right off the fucking bat.
Yeah. How would you feel, like,
personally? Shit, dude, I would feel fucking shitty. How the fuck would you think I feel? How the fuck would you feel? No. Ask yourself, how would you fucking feel?
I would personally feel like, all right, okay, you're lost.
Really?
I'm not saying like, oh, yeah, you're lost, you know, but it's just more like, okay.
No, but whatever. I don't think I'm that emotionally mature to do that. I think,
you know, don't get me wrong. I'd probably think about it, you know, a little, you know, like in the back of my mind. Don't you I wonder what it is. It's just out of curiosity.
Don't you think you would go into a deep depression after that shit?
No. I think I would. My confidence is not that low, man.
No, I think I would. Because right off the fucking bat.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's going to hurt. I mean, I'm pretty sure because when you look at it too, it is on national TV. I take it back. Now,
yeah,
it would actually be one.
Yeah.
But I think I will be able to laugh about it at some point.
Yeah.
I think I would like be like, ah, damn. Like, I'll feel like I will feel a bit embarrassed because knowing that it's actually being broadcasted on national TV.
That's what I'm saying,
and
dude.
I get shut down right
away. That's what I'm fucking saying, man.
You know, the fact that you got a dollar per minute, I'm like, damn, I didn't even make a dollar. Wow. How worthless that.
Shit, you know what? This is getting too emotional. Let's just cut this shit, man.
What? We're feeling the pressure.
Fuck, man.
All right, so I know we're still talking about a couple other points because there's also one trend because we've been talking about cultural trends. And we've been talking about fashion trends, you know, but we have not talked about a financial trend.
Oh, Dogecoin.
Dogecoin.
Yeah, you had mentioned it. I was like, I'm gonna bring it up.
I remember, that phase in our lives.
Dude, you made bank on that shit, right?
Yeah, I did. Almost $1,500. I take that back. It was a little over $1,000.
Oh shit.
Yeah, off 150 that I invested.
Oh shit, that's what's up. You like kind of more than tripled your fucking investment, man.
Yeah, well, I could have gotten more, but
I
pulled out early. I pulled out half my funds early, so had I stick with it, I probably would have been sitting close to 2K.
Oh shit,
close. Or at least more closer to 1500, more or less.
You know what? I should have gone on that. But you know what? The thing with me is that I'm not good with gambling. And that feels like a gamble to me. You know what I mean?
It wasn't that much of a gamble, dude. The reason being because it was so low.
Mm-hmm.
It's just knowing that when to pull out. That was the whole thing. Because I know I jumped on the GameStop one like late. And honestly, I lost like a couple dollars for that one.
Yeah.
But I remember during that time, it makes me laugh because me and Danny Phantom and a few other people, our friends, got in on that and it became like a whole Wolf of Wall Street thing.
Oh,
when we're all like looking into stocks and we're looking into like the financial market, things of that sort. What can go up? What's going to go down?
That's right.
The projections.
That's right. Everybody got into it.
And then COVID hit.
And then, boom, it shut off.
No, actually, businesses boomed.
Really?
So, with AMC, it went low because the movie theaters were closed. So, the price for it was really low. I think it was like at $13 or maybe lower, actually. Now, the price for it is like over $50. And then Roblox opened their stock. Their stock, I think, opened, it was like at 13 or something. I might be a little wrong. Okay. But the stock for it now, I don't even know. I haven't even checked. But the last time I checked, this was like maybe sometime last year. It was like at 56.
God damn.
Yeah, dude. So a lot of things went up.
Wow.
You know, and
I wish I would have jumped on that trend.
Yeah, man. That was a huge financial thing. The GameStop one was always like, you had to follow, was it the Wall Street Bets? Because they'll tell you when to put money in, when to pump money in, and when to pull out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it was strategically. All the money that they'll make, they'll raise it funds for gorilla sanctuaries.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But going back, so yeah, dude, because I remember specifically, it was I was at a Popeyes with Danny Phantom. We're in the drive-thru, and he's telling me about it, that his brother had told him about it. And then from there, yeah, I mean, I trust this guy because this guy's like Batman, dude. This guy does his fucking research, you know, on things that he's really interested in. So anyways, so I do it, you know, and I'm on it. And at first, I'm not believing him. Fuck. All right, so whatever. And then as soon as, because I just did it for the hell of it. I had no expectations. And then when I got my income tax, that's when I put money that those 150 in, and then combining with whatever I had on it. But by that time, I remember the coin was, I think, close to like 8 cents, you know, maybe 10. Can't remember. No, it was actually lower. I take that back. I can't remember, but it was pretty low. And then from there, I remember I told Manny about it too. I'm Scar. I told him about it too. He was kind of like, eh. And I told him like, look, dude, it's going up. It's going up. Dude, and I remember that I was, because we never knew the benchmark for it was always the dollar. And I remember I was constantly checking my phone, dude. During that time, dude, I was always on my phone. Checking the stocks. Shit. Because, dude, the stocks can go up or down in a flash, dude. Like, quick. It's stressful.
Yeah, that's also stressful. Why I didn't do it.
So, I remember when one time, and then the story of how I got drunk one night, and the prices were fluctuating. And I was like, oh my God, I'm like, because I was afraid I was going to lose all my money. So what I did is that I already had both my feet in the water, and then I pulled one of my feet out. So meaning I pulled half my funds out from there, and I made a nifty profit, you know, but it was when it was at 35 cents.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, per coin. But I mean, obviously I had a ton of them. Okay, so, and then after that, I forgot, your cave told me about it, and I told him, hey, he's like, no, man, don't pull. No, I didn't pull everything. And then something told me, pull out already, when it was above 70 cents. And yeah, I did. I pulled everything out. And before you know it, a lot of people stayed because they were believing that it was going to hit the dollar mark. And a lot of people lost a lot of money. Lost money. Well, now I want to say lost money, lost profits.
Mm-hmm.
They lost profits. I was one of those that... I did lose some profit, but it was like a minimal compared to other people. I bailed out just before it hit a peak by just a couple cents. I think at 60, 65.
That's the thing, dude. That's why I never got into the trend of stocks and stuff, because I was
hesitant. No, dude, you gotta be mentally careful, dude, with that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I wasn't.
Like I said, I was just an instinct of mine. Something told me that. It was during Albert's birthday, I remember. That's when I took all of it out. Because I was like, nah, dude, it's not going to go any higher. I don't see it, because I know Elon Musk is blowing smoke, you know, up there, you know. But I mean, and then you have Mark Cuban also involved in it. So you had celebrities invested in it. So it was, I mean, it wasn't far-fetched. But I mean, you can only invest so much in a meme coin.
Until.
I mean, there's also the thing about cryptocurrencies, but that's something else.
That's something for another episode.
Yeah, because, dude, the whole cryptocurrency craze was really up there.
Yeah.
I was only in there for the Dogecoin. That's it, man.
We'll get into it in a later episode. I know that we will.
And we will talk about in Danny Mac Wall Street.
Yeah, Danny Mac Wall Street. Danny Mac does Wall Street.
Yeah.
Yo, you know what? This was a great episode.
And it'll be the Max of Wall Street.
Yeah. Oh. Well.
We'll think about it later.
This was trendy. Let's get the Danny Mac Show trending. So, guys, thank you for continuing to listen. Thank you for continuing to share for sharing. And this has been the Danny Mac Show. This has been your host, Danny Mac.
And yours truly, Roddy James.
Thank you, guys, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, take care now. Boom.